Blog Talk Radio.
We bless the Lord, we bless the Lord, we bless the Lord, we bless the Lord, we bless the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in your name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart. Father God, hallelujah, to love you, to magnify you, to glorify you, to say thank you for another day that you have created, another day that you have made. And Father God, we embrace the gift of this day, Father, hallelujah, asking you to squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come up against us this day, Father God. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our lives, over our day, over our destiny. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our families, Father God, over the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries and the body of Christ. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our health, our wealth, our finances, our ideas, our projects. Oh, Father God, we embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it. And we surrender the day back into your hands, that you will unfold this day according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Bless our services today. Father, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, Father, for we know that your word will never return unto you void, but it will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. So we bless you, we thank you, and we magnify you. Now, Father, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, and welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is King and Jesus Christ is Lord, as we are rejoicing in the God of our salvation, and this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly to be praised. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Amen. And it is my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom on this, the Lord's day. Amen. Because truly this day belongs to God. It's a day that he has made, and we are rejoicing. We shall rejoice, and we shall be glad in it. If this is your first time with us, we greet you, greet you, greet you, greet you. Thank you for stopping by. Have a seat at the breakfast table. A spiritual breakfast of champions is about to be served. Amen. Hallelujah. And maybe it's not your first time. Maybe you're here every morning. Amen. If it's your first time, your second time, every time, your last time, whatever time, we thank God that you're in time and time enough. Amen. So enjoy the services on today. And we do bless be the name, amen, of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. And amen. And amen. Beloved, amen. The Bible speaks about benefits, amen. And benefits is a very, very, very important topic. Glory be to God. Beloved, we know out in the commerce, in the marketplace, in the business world, in the corporate world, beloved, when people are working and putting in a time on a job, be it part-time, full-time, and we know that benefits is a very, very important discussion. And some people, beloved, glory be to God, will make less money coming home in their paycheck if they got good benefits. If the plan, if the job is offering good benefits, they will work for less money. Why? Because those benefits are very important. Very important. Glory be to the living God. And very expensive. Very expensive. Glory be. Try to pay your own, amen, life insurance and health insurance and all the other. Some people will get a job just for the benefits. Try to get in a government job or a state job. They're not, you know, they need the money, but the money is not the most important thing. See, they, if they can get them benefits, they happy. They happy. Some people enlist in the Army and make a career out of the Army or put their 2 years in, amen, on good behavior so they can come out and have good benefits, see, for themselves. The family has good benefits. Glory. I know some people right now, they have been separated for years, and they have not gotten a divorce because they have made an agreement that the wife is going to keep the husband on the on her plan so he can get them benefits and vice versa. And we know that them benefits, beloved, amen, are very, very, very important. And some people that make more money, but they have no benefits, no, they're one sickness, look, glory be to God. I have worked for so many companies with good benefits, dental benefits, could have got a whole new mouth if I wanted to, and didn't take advantage of the benefits until it was too late. Then I looked at all the benefits that was available to me, 401k. Glory, I have a family member, glory be to God, and she worked for a company, and every dollar she put in her 401k, they put two. Every dollar she saved came out of her paycheck because of the benefits, amen, if she put in, so when she retired, glory be to God, if she had put in $100,000, they had put in $300,000, glory be to God, huh, millionaire, you'll work for somebody, amen, and when it's time to retire, you're retiring as a millionaire. Why? Because of the benefit, amen. Well, beloved, amen, guess what? Amen, they got that idea from God. They got that idea from God. Amen, glory be to God. Amen. And the Psalms, amen, chapter number 68, the 68th division of Psalms, verse number 19. Amen, glory be to God. And it reads, blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Daily load. I mean, God won't, he don't even let the pot get empty. Glory, we hit the, every morning when we wake up, beloved, amen, hallelujah, we hit the jackpot. Glory be to God. Because, amen, God's benefits are available to us. Now, that don't mean we implementing it, see? Sometimes we're just like me when I had that good, I mean, I had a good dental. Glory be to God. A good, I mean, I worked for this company in West Philly, and I had a package plan. I didn't even realize how sweet it was until after I left. Glory be to God. I mean, I had a sweet package deal, but didn't implement in nearly not one of my benefits, see. So just because the benefits are there and the benefits are available to you, don't mean that you're using them. Glory be to God. Well, I'm telling you, God, amen, delivers his benefits packages. So, hallelujah to those who love him. So you might say, you know what? I'm going to start implementing my benefits. Well, amen, let's talk about how you get it. How you get it. Glory be to God. Amen. Beloved, amen. It's amazing when that most people, when you talk to people, beloved, you see, amen, that most people don't think. You ever talk to somebody, and even yourself, if we do be honest, we don't even have to look far. We're going to look within. And we make statements like, I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know why I did that. We don't know what we was thinking because we wasn't thinking. Sometimes, beloved, amen, we just settle on auto drive, you know, whichever way our thoughts take us, whichever way we land, see, glory be to God, not thinking, glory be to God. And when our thoughts, amen, is so important, amen, we all, amen, have heard the title. Many people have written books. Matter of fact, I was looking to not that long ago, and it's about maybe three or four authors. They got the same title in their books, The Battlefield of the Mind, huh? Because that's where it begins. That's where Satan begins his entry point, see? That's how he comes in. Look, if you want to take down your opponent, and you are observing your opponent, you're not going to come in and try to come in on him or her on her strong points because you know you don't stand a chance. See? So what you're going to do is you're going to look for the weakness. You're going to look for the weak areas. See, that's where you're going to come in. Glory be to God. And that's why the Bible says the small foxes, the foxes are small, destroys the vine. Let me see. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I believe it's in the book of Proverbs. Hallelujah. Song of Solomon. Song of Solomon. Chapter number 2. Verse number 15. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It says that the little foxes that spoil the vine. See, you don't need the big bear. you don't need Goliath. Glory be to God. You just need the small foxes. Huh? Glory be to God. Eating up the vine. And this side, the enemy comes in. He's walking to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. Glory, watching you. Glory be to God. Watching. You want to know how the devil knows? Which areas to hit you? Because he sits or he sends one of his demons. Amen. And they just listen to the words that come out of your mouth. The devil can only be in one place at one time, beloved. God is omnipresent. God is everywhere at the same time. Not just on planet Earth, but on the universe. See, everywhere at the same time. The devil don't have that privilege. The devil is not everywhere at the same time. The devil is one place at one time, but the devil has demons, see, and they communicate. They have an excellent communication system. They have an excellent surveillance system, see? And what they do, glory be to God, is sit in your company, huh? Come in your atmosphere as close as they are allowed to come, and they just listen to you. That's how the devil knows. You listen to the words that come out of your mouth. See, because the words that come out of your mouth reveals what's in your heart. And what's in your heart is there because you have digested that thing long enough in your thoughts. See, instead of kicking it out in your thoughts, instead of being conformed in the image of your mind, amen, be ye conformed but not be ye transformed but not conformed, huh? Glory be to God. And so the devil come dropping little thoughts. What about this? What about that? What about this? And oh yeah. I was thinking, well, where you get the thought from? Where you get the thought from? Beloved, you cannot control all the thoughts that come your way in the day, but you can control the thoughts that you choose to entertain and think about. And this is why we're told in the book of Philippians what to think on and how to think. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, and you hear people, amen, they get caught in foolishness, amen, accidents and all. And then when they finally, you know, want to talk, say, I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know. And you know what the truth is? What makes it so sad? They tell them the truth. So many people don't think first. And then, beloved, amen, then the boot, amen, glory be to God, not only do we have a lot of people, saved and unsaved, that don't think first, that don't think at all. See, beloved, God gives us a mind to use. We just can't sit back and say, well, I'm just going to sit back and, you know, whichever way the dice roll, you know, whatever comes out, I'm just going to, no. God gave you your brain to use it. Glory be to God. See? But while we are putting in our little bit, see, and beloved, then you got another group of people that not only do they not think first, they don't pray first. They ain't pray. What you going to do? I'm going to do this. Okay. Well, I was just thinking that this would be a good idea. All right, fine. That's good. That's good. Thank God for your good thoughts. Now, did you run it past Papa? Did you run it past Daddy? Abba Father? Did you acknowledge the Lord in all of your ways so that he could direct your path? See? Because you might say, well, this is what I want to do. Okay. Now, let's get God's approval. Amen. And then let God direct you and how to do this thing. Because you don't know what you're doing. If you knew what you was doing, you would have done it before and you would have done it by now. See? You don't know where the booby traps are. You don't know where your enemies are. You don't know nothing. We walk by faith and not by sight. So we don't pray. And then we want to put everything on God. See? Or we want to pray after the fact. Well, you know, I think I done messed up, y'all. I did something I wasn't supposed to do. Come on, y'all, let's pray. Fine, we're going to pray, but why didn't you pray before you did it? And we wouldn't be having this discussion today. Huh? It just seemed like the right thing to do. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. Baby, we don't walk by how we feel. We don't walk by our intellect. We don't walk based on somebody else's testimony or what we read in somebody's book or what our college degree or high school degree or no GED told us to do. Huh? We walk by faith and not by sight, and that's where we mess up. See? Because we ain't praying. Because guess what? Even if you wasn't thinking, if you would pray, then the Lord would give you the thoughts. He would download it. He would drop it in. You would know what to think. You would know what to do if you prayed about it. See? Because then the Lord will give you the direction that you need and how to steer your thoughts. Because as a woman thinketh, so is she. As a man thinketh, so is he. See? If you think small, you're going to get small. You think sick, you're going to be sick. A lot of people sick in their mind right now. If God came, amen, and exposed the whole thing, look, you sick because the doctor told you sick and you agreed with the doctor. You ain't sick. I'll tell you that right now. Because if God showed up, amen, and revealed himself to you face to face, he cannot deny himself. And you're going to pray telling the Lord how sick you are. And the Lord's trying to tell you that you was healed by the stripes of Jesus. That Jesus was wounded for your transgressions and bruised for your iniquities. Now, that's a heck of a conversation. You trying to convince God you sick. And God's trying to convince you that you got the word. See? But it's in our minds. See, we win or we lose in our minds. See? You win before you even got started. Before you even got dressed, you won. Because you woke up thinking victory. See? And even if you're thinking something otherwise, beloved, and your prayer will reinforce that, but even if you woke up thinking some other kind of way, if you put prayer on it, oh my God, prayer will change situations around. It happens so fast, you don't even know when it happened. You know, God just came in and just swiped and just all, you did a whole different, you didn't even see the move. You didn't even see when you turned. God is so, he's a smooth operator. You hear what I'm saying? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord. Beloved, in the book of Matthew, amen, chapter number 6 and verse number 33, it says this, glory be to God. Hallelujah. It tells us, hallelujah, glory be to God, glory be to God, but seek first. So here we see that people don't think first, people don't pray first, and people don't seek first. See, see, beloved, it's our priority, the priority. Priorities is important to God, and it ought to be important to us. And we need to pay attention. Anything that's important to God needs to be important to us. We are told in his word, but seek first his kingdom. Huh? Seek first what? His kingdom. Seek first, oh, I got to get my house decorated. No, I got to do some fixing up in my house. I got to get me a new house. The year almost over. For the next year, this is my goal. This is what's going to be first on my agenda. What is it? If it's anything other than his kingdom, it is the wrong answer. It's the wrong answer. Family Feud, Steve Harvey say, baby, the wrong answer. It's the wrong answer. If it's anything other than his kingdom, glory be to God. I'm going back to school. I'm gonna do this. We're not saying that you don't desire to do some good things here. Your goals, amen, are plaudable. But your priorities are out of order. Because it ain't first. It ain't first, beloved. It's like, you know, you get your little paycheck, amen, glory be to God, and, you know, you're thanking God for whatever it is, or you should be thankful anyhow, huh? And so, yeah, you got some money now, you can pay your mortgage and pay your rent and, pay your utilities and, you know, and do this and do that and do that and do this, whatever you can do. And you're going to see what you got left over to throw God a tip. And you'll see what you got left over to give God. Baby, let me tell you something. If you're not giving God a tithe, you can't give him an offering. You hear what I'm saying? God don't even receive your offering if you have not given God his tithe. Because you can't rob somebody and come back and patch them up and throw a couple of dollars on them. Because God called you a thief and a robber when you don't give God 10% of everything that come your way. Huh? But why do we try to live comfortable? Because we ain't thinking right, we ain't praying right, and we're not seeking first his kingdom. Oh, his kingdom is on our agenda, but it ain't first. when I get around to it, I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there, but it ain't first. I heard one of the sisters, amen, teaching over the last 2 weeks, and so much good word has been shared with us by our other ministry partners here. Glory be to God. She said, it's amazing how much time you spend on social media, how much time you do this, how much time you do that, how much time you spend at work, how many times you spend cleaning your house, blah, 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 blah. Huh? And you tired now. You tired. You can't do nothing for God. Why? Because you saved God for last. The thing that you did first got all your energy. See? And so the Lord says, seek his kingdom first and seek his righteousness first. And all these things, come on now, and I'm just about finished now. Mission accomplished. And all these things will be given to you. We opened up talking about benefits. Oh, we want the benefits, baby. Shoot, you got to be kidding. Benefits, I take it. Huh? I hear a lot of women say, glory be to God, they want to marry for love and not for money. Some want to marry for money and not love, whatever. That's another discussion for another time. Amen, glory be to God.
One rich lady said, amen, glory be to God. Look, baby, she said, look, if you're going to be miserable, this is her. I don't necessarily agree with what she said. I'm just trying to prove a point here. Amen. She said, well, if you're going to be miserable, you know, married, you might as well be miserable in style. In other words, she was saying, go for the gold. Amen. I heard Benny Hinn said, anyone that complains about, amen, money haven't had any. Anyone that think that money is a curse, they ain't had none. Why? Because of the benefits, see? And so, glory be to God, you know, you enter into this relationship, amen, and you know there's benefits. You know, the mint coat and the Mercedes and the Jaguar and the house on the hill and glory be to God and then the little maids and bucklers and drivers and I'm talking about just living your best life. Ain't nothing wrong with it, by the way. Hey, I'm longing to see more God's people living on that level, amen, if that's where they desire to be. But my point is this, beloved, amen, because you can get all that and still lose your soul. Amen. But let me tell you something. God got a benefit package that can't be beat. He said all these things, what? The things you thinking about, the things you praying about, the things you dreaming about, huh? Those things that you envious about other people, you trying, you don't know where all this anger and jealousy coming from. Anytime you see somebody else being blessed, you trying to shake it. You just having a hard time shaking it, baby. See? You ain't even got to go there. Because guess what? They ain't going to be jealous of you. Glory be to money following you. You not in love with money, but seeing money done fell in love with you. Money following you. The Bible says this, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me find the scripture here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, the book of Proverbs. It's in there. Job chapter 22, verse number 24. Beloved, then shall thy lay up gold as dust. Now, just let me ask you one question. Gold is dust. Now, I'm talking to the cleaners. I know a lot of people can't get around to cleaning your house, need to clean your house. All right, but let's talk to the cleaners. All right, so you got your mops and your rags and your brushes and you're dusting up your furniture. Now, don't it look good when you dust up that furniture, put a little pledge on it or whatever you use and got it shining, can almost see your face in that furniture. You know, took all the dust off and you turn around, doggone it, and the next day, you got the dust done came back. Matter of fact, you ain't even got the, don't live on no busy street, a heavy traffic street. You ain't got to wait till the next day. You dust your house down real good, and you come back a couple hours later, and that dust is accumulating again. The Bible says we have gold as dust. Rapid accumulation. This is part of the benefit package that is available to us, but like me, we ain't cashing in on it. Oh, it's yours. It was yours from the get-go. It was yours from the moment that you appropriated your faith in Christ. It, baby, the will was probated. Glory be to God. But the package is over there somewhere. Somewhere. And you envying everybody else, cashing in on their package, and you got one too. Glory be to God. He said all these things will be add it unto you. You can appropriate your benefit package. Beloved, to seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness means to put God first in your life. Now, so we want to make it deep. Now, we want to go and take a Bible study class so the Holy Spirit can break down to us Matthew 6:33.
I said put them first. Come on, y'all. Let's elaborate on it. All right.
So before we get to the elaboration, let's just keep it simple. Simple. Seek ye first his kingdom means nothing more, nothing less. God is first. Now, we have to stop right there, beloved, because we know if we think about it, if we tell the truth about it, amen, that God ain't first. God is not first in so many people's lives. He there somewhere, but he ain't first. Oh, no. Mm-mm. Ain't no way. I got children. I got grandchildren. I got a husband. I got a wife. I got a job. I got bills. Huh? We got this and we got that, and truth of the matter is you ain't got nothing. If you think you got something, take your last breath this morning and find out what you got. Find out what you're leaving this earth with. That tell you what you got. It means, beloved, amen, to put God first, not only in your life, but to fill your thoughts with his desire. Then we open up and say, what you thinking about? I ain't thinking about nothing. Shame on you. God told Joshua, meditate in my word day and night, and you shall be prosperous in all your ways. He comes back in Psalms 23, amen, and you should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Why? Because you're thinking your thoughts are filled, amen, with my desires. How do you know God's desires? Because you read his word. See, the Bible, beloved, is just the heart of God on paper, the mind of God on paper. You know what God is thinking. Glory be to God, because you're spending time in his word and you're meditating on it. And instead of you walking around empty-headed, talking about you ain't know what you was thinking, you could be thinking on purpose. Glory be to God. God's word. Beloved, a mind filled with God's word, God's desires. How are you going to lose in anything? How are you going to lose in any endeavor and your head is filled up with God's desires? How are you going to fall? How are you going to slip? How are you going to make the wrong mistake? And your head is filled up with not an empty head, but a head filled up with God's desire. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. Beloved, to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness is to use his character as your life's pattern. I just need me a mentor. Well, mentors are good. Uh-huh. Well, why don't you start with what you got? See, because a human mentor is going to make mistakes because they're human. Huh? Why don't you pattern your life? Amen. I was talking with someone. I'm just looking for someone to pattern my life after. Well, you look in the wrong place talking to me. I'll tell you that. Huh? Why don't you pattern your life? Amen. Hallelujah. After the Lord's character. What would Jesus do? Huh? And to keep on implementing his kingdom values on earth. We taught a couple weeks ago about values, our values. What are your values? It's a shame. Some people would have to say, what do you mean? Could you define that word? They don't even know what the word value means. See, we have to break that down first. Glory be to the living God. What, as I wrap up this morning, just let me hit it. All right, let's just talk straight. We said all this to say this. And maybe you want to write this down today because I want you to think on it and meditate on it because you need to give yourself an answer. I'm not looking for you to come back and give me no answer because I got to answer myself. But you need to answer you. You need to have a conversation with you. The same way the prodigal son found himself in the pig's pen. Remember that story, y'all? Huh? And he had a conversation with himself.
He said, what the heck I'm doing here? Huh? This is the question that I want you to answer. What is really important to you? Oh, I know the first thing we want to say, what sounds good, what other people want to hear, what's going to make us look good. Okay, now, fine. Now, let's tell the truth. Let's tell the truth. What's really important to you? You want to know what's really important to you? What you do first? I got this to do. I got this to do today. I got this, and the kids need this, and this, and that. Okay? So you got 25 things on your agenda to do today. Which one gets done first? The one that's most important to you? All right, let me take care of my babes. All right, let me get this food done. Let me do this. So you're moving in priority to what's important to you. That's how you know. See, I done gave you the question. Now I done gave you the answer. What's important to you? And setting your goals, setting your day, setting your agenda, spending your money. What do you do first? That's the real truth. Now your mouth can say whatever your mouth want to say, but your heart has revealed itself in your actions. Glory be to God. What's really important to you, beloved? Are people, objects, goals, and other desires all compete for a priority? Everything's in competition. For your priority. Me first, me first, me. See? And it's not up to those things pulling on you. It's up to you to make the decision. I'm sorry, God is first. God's will is first. See, God's will is first. I'm sorry if you're mad at me. I'm sorry if you don't agree with me. Matter of fact, I don't know if I'm sorry or not. Matter of fact, it's you the one that's sorry. Huh? Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. Any of these can quickly become most important to you if you do not actively choose to give God first place in every area of your life. Not first place in some areas. Yeah, well, God is first place in my money. Oh, no, as soon as I get my money, first thing I do, I cut my 10%. I give God his 10%, and I got me another 10% for me and my savings account, and the rest, in the other 80, we're going to pray and see how, okay, well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, but what about in that area? Well, God ain't got nothing to do with who I date. God ain't got nothing to do about that. No. I don't think God care about that small stuff. That's where you're messing up, baby. God must be first place in every. Somebody underline, write the word every in your notes. EVERY. Acknowledge the Lord in all your ways. ALL. Not you picking and choosing. See. And this is why God says, have no other gods before me. We are all gods with a small g. You a god. Your family is a god. God ain't got no problem with it. Your money is a god. Huh? But it's a small g-o-d. You straight, long as it's got the small g. He said, have no God, small g, before me with the big G. When you try to put the small g first before the big G, you're in trouble. See, he didn't say don't have no other gods. He said don't have no other gods before me. I'm first. I come before your family. Oh, I know you love your family, and you should love your family. But if you're trying to love your family and you ain't loving me, you got it twisted. You got it twisted. God first, family second, church third. I'll break that down for those who don't understand it another time. Just hear me again. God first,
family second, church third. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, these situations in life, glory be to God, will compete, amen, for your attention. In the Lord's kingdom, beloved, worrying about our daily needs leaves us empty. It leaves us empty. I think I heard someone else say on the call, amen, that we want to leave empty, die empty. It all depends on how you present that. It all presents. Matter of fact, I'm preparing a message now, amen, when the demon was cast out of the person. Y'all know the scripture, amen. If not, look it up, amen. Glory be to God. And then the devil walked in dry places and got bored because it had been cast out of the person. And the Bible says that the devil came back and said, I'm going back home to the home I was cast out of. And he came back and he found the person. And it says that the person's house was empty. It was clean. It was swept. And so the devil went and got seven demons more stronger than him and came back into the same person that he had been evicted out of. So the question is, how was the devil able to come back and bring seven demons stronger than him? It's because the house was empty. That's why he came back, when it should have been filled with praise. Ah, my God, Suki, Suki. It should have been filled with worship. Ah, my God, Suki, Suki. It should have been filled with God's glory. It should have been filled with God's spirit, but the house was empty. Ah, we're going to talk about being empty. Huh? What are we going to talk about, amen, those empty heads? Huh? You thinking empty? You talking empty? You praying empty? Because truth of the matter is you ain't praying. You just saying a couple words. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know how sometimes some people talk to you and some people talk at you? But that's how we do God sometimes. We just talking at God. We ain't talking to God. We ain't talking to him. Glory be to God. God, amen, is the discerner of the thoughts in our hearts. God knows what you're thinking. Hallelujah. See, but beloved, when we start worrying about our daily needs, it leaves us empty. And empty ain't the way to be. But maintaining a good relationship with him through fellowship. I think that was one of the songs our sister Thurman sung the other night on the prayer line. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. What are we talking about now? We're talking about fellowship. As I had an opportunity to witness to someone the other day, I said, look here. Hallelujah. Religion is man looking for God. Salvation is God looking for man. That's the difference. Huh? Fellowship, good relationship with God. See? Hallelujah. And loving others, loving people. Hallelujah. We can't please people, but we have an obligation to love people. Huh? But when we do that, beloved, it gives us all these benefits as byproducts. You don't have to wait to retirement to cash in on your benefit plan. You don't have to wait for a sick day. Byproducts, day by day, new mercies every morning, day by day. Haven't even exhausted all of yesterday's blessings. Here come a truckload every morning, amen. You got UPS at your door, FedEx at your door. Glory be to God and the angels delivering gifts and blessings to you. Why? Because your benefits are byproduct of your relationship with them. Why? Because you seek God first. Baby, let me tell you something. When you honor God, God will honor you. Somebody said favor ain't fair. Look, that's another discussion. Look, when you honor God,
When you take care of God's business, gotta take care of your business. You hear what I'm saying? When you put God first, gotta put you first. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, beloved, we need to channel our thoughts. Amen. And we begin by, amen. You ever heard the term garbage in, garbage out? But guess what? When you, amen, deposit, amen, God's word in. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. That's why this breakfast table is so important, so precious to us in the mornings. Amen. Glory be to God. But we just don't eat one meal a day. Oh, no. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to hear it. Amen. We're going to read it. We're going to meditate it. Glory be to God. We're going to rehearse it. Hallelujah. Until we become changed by it, possessed by the Holy Ghost. We know some people possessed by demons. I might be talking to somebody today, amen, and you got a couple demons that need to be dealt with. Huh? You don't remember when they in it, but they there. Sometimes people are possessed by demons, they don't even know it. They don't even know they possessed because they've been living with them so long, they think it's an everyday way of life. Huh? But the same way you're possessed by demons and Jesus dealt with those demons and Jesus said, greater works shall we do. I want you to know that you can be possessed by the Holy Ghost. So, beloved, let us change our paradigm. Amen. And you can always tell what you're thinking by what you're speaking. I don't know why I said that. You said that because that's in you. Now, let's get it out of you. Why? Taking off the old, putting on the new. That's why he says in Romans 12, be not conformed, but be ye transformed. Before you can put on the baby's clean diaper, you got to take off the old diaper. You're not going to put on a clean diaper over old diaper. See? But you do that by the transforming of God's word. That's why the Bible says without Christ, we can't do nothing. He does the work when we submit to the process. So from this day on, think about it. Think about it. See? Not only think about it, amen, pray about it. See, because you got to, you think about it first. You say, okay, well, now let me run it past daddy. See, let me see if he agree with me. Let me see if he want to tweak this some kind of way. Huh? Think about it. Then pray about it. Hallelujah. And then seek about it. And guess what? Ask and ye shall receive. Seek. And ye shall find, knock, and the door shall be open unto you. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we thank you for the precious word of God. Hallelujah, that will never, ever, ever return into you void, but will always accomplish absolutely everything that you have sent it forth to do. Father God, we thank you for this word challenging us. Challenging us, Father. We're tired of being dope heads, empty heads, Father God. Doing things without thinking or moving on somebody else's thoughts, in agreement with everything that come our way, every word that come our way, Father God. Oh, Father God, making us look like chameleons. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Up and down, down and up. Glory in and out, Father God. Oh, my God. Father God, help us. Help us this day. Help us this day, Father. To think for ourselves based on your word as our foundation. And then, Father God, to pray about everything. As you told us to pray about, even if it seems unimportant, run it past you anyhow. Father, you get delight in us coming. Hallelujah. And then to make sure that you are first. Our job is not first. Our family is not first. Our money is not first. We are not even first. You're first, to seek you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness. And then you say the benefit package will be downloaded and we can start cashing in. We say thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the wealth of the wicked. It's been transferred already to the just. And Jesus came that we may have life and that more abundantly. Thank you, Father. It's time for us to walk in. Hallelujah. What we've been muffling for the last few years. It's time for us to walk in it now. And we say thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. Bless the Lord. Thank God for the word of God on today. And to God be praise, honor, and glory. Amen. We invite you to meet us at the altar of prayer today. Amen. At 12 o'clock and back tonight at 9. Amen. In Jesus' name. This Friday night is our Friday night praise party. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, we was, when we was in the world, we know what we would be preparing to do on Friday nights. And sometimes at the end of the week, we just want to sit around and, you know, look at a TV. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Whatever we want to do on social media. Whatever we want to do. Whatever. Beloved, amen. But it'd be nice to stop in sometime. Amen. Hallelujah. Even if you can't stay the whole hour. Amen. Stop in some time. Amen. Glory be to God and give a testimony, give a song, read a scripture, or just be in the midst of other people. You ever went to, I used to be, because I'm an introvert, sometimes I would go to parties and I wouldn't even dance. I'd just be there. I wouldn't even talk half the time. Glory be to people say, well, Pastor, no, I'm an introvert. I am. That's why I don't have a problem being by myself. I'm an introvert. I'm an ambivert. An ambivert is an introvert that needs to be, that's an extrovert when they need to be. And because, amen, because of situations and circumstances and my training, I'm forced, if you put me out there on the spot, I just make a demand on the Holy Ghost and talking like I've been talking. Glory be to God. But deep that, but when it's over, guess what? I'm going right back. I'm going right back. Why? Because I ain't there by myself. When I shut in, I'm not by myself. Amen. God is with me. Amen. Come on past the party on Friday night. Amen. 9 o'clock. Amen. Our Friday night praise party. Our minister, Joanne Thurman, is our host. The hostess with the mostest. And we invite you to come in. Amen. And we want to thank God for this first day. Amen. In this new month. Amen. That the Lord has seen. Amen. This is our anniversary month. The 31st, actually the 31st of this month, amen, we'll be celebrating 12 years. This ministry will be 12 years old. We got a birthday. We got a birthday. We got a birthday. Amen. Lord's willing, amen. We would like to make an announcement, amen, in the next couple of days in reference to fellowship, amen, that we would like to have this month, amen. I'm just waiting for some things to happen. Just waiting for some things to happen. Amen. I already got the contract, already got the everything, but I need to make one or two other moves before we make the announcement, and we pray that you will be available. Amen. We pray that you will be available to participate this year. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Amen. Everybody have a good day, a blessed day. If you're listening today and you do not know Jesus and the pardoning of your sins, amen, think about it. But after you get finished thinking, be about it. If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Give Jesus your heart today. Today. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's not the beginning. It's not the end. It's the beginning, but not the end. Hallelujah. As we grow and mature into the fullness, amen, of his glory. Amen. In Jesus' name. I love you. Amen. My pleasure to serve. Amen. Good to be back. Good to be back. Well, I ain't never really left. Nah, I don't know. I think I might have lied. Because guess what? Those 2 weeks was really, really good, special to me. Because I tell you, God has never given me that type of break vacation. And me and the Lord, we was grooving. You know what I'm saying? So that was special. It, matter of fact, I'm going to be honest with you. It was so special. I had to ask God to help me to want to come back. That's the truth.
And besides, you guys are doing such a good job delivering the word every day. But I'm really praying on it because I'm feeling that. I think that all of you that participated in the last 2 weeks, I think I'm going to give everybody 1 day a month. Now, I know you can handle 1 day. If you can't handle 1 day a month, then you can't handle 1 day a month. But I'll give everybody 1 day a month. And so you can come and give and speak what the Lord is giving you to speak. Amen. So I give you a whole month to prepare, a whole month. Amen. To pull out your, amen, your Bible and your Bible notes and whatever research you need to do, a whole month. Amen. To come and deliver. How about that? Sound good? The Lord. Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. As we go out today, Father, stay in the day. Whatever we do today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father, we ask that you would cancel bad news, cancel tears, and cancel sorrow. In Jesus' name, accidents, incidents, calamities, even mechanical malfunctions, that it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it most definitely will not come to pass. Bless the prayer warriors as they come to serve today at the altar, Father. Anoint them, bless them. We bind every spirit of retaliation against them and against ourselves. And we plead the blood of Jesus. Thank you for helping us to think about it, pray about it, seek about it, and be about it. In Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forevermore. And the church did say, amen, amen, and amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I love you, Pastor Alfreda Bradford, Philadelphia. Amen. Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, signing out.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me through. Create me a clean.
You, I need you to
change me.
me to change me. Whatever's not like you, Lord, I want you to. From the inside out.
Remember this?